happy birthday to one of my favorite people of all time, Chris Cooley, today. Assuming the internet's right, it's not always right, but I'm pretty sure it is on this one. Chris Cooley, 43 years old. He would hate that I am doing this, but he won't even know because A, he doesn't listen, and B, he just doesn't care about sports, so there's no reason that he would be attracted to anything that was said on my show today. And no one will tell him, I'm sure. He just doesn't like any attention brought to himself. Truly one of the least amount of egoed professional successful athletes I have ever been around. I mean, he has zero ego. You know what? Riggins, zero ego. And I was lucky enough to work with both of those gentlemen. By the way, one of the reasons he does not pay attention to sports, and you guys know this, over the last couple of years, the number of appearances he's made in doing film breakdown, it's always me kind of asking him or telling him that I need him to do it. That's when he does it. But it's not his thing. His thing is to build things like houses, to hang out with wife and kids, to coach wrestling, which he's doing at one of the powerhouse junior college wrestling programs in the country out in Wyoming. And he loves fishing. And he told me this last week because we caught up last week for a while. He took Travis Kelce out fishing recently. Taylor was not there. Taylor Swift was not with Travis, but Travis was in Wyoming, and he and Cooley know each other, you know, the tight end fraternity, and Cooley took Kelce fishing on one of the many rivers near Cooley's house where he fishes. Anyway, happy birthday to number 47. Good morning, everybody, on this Friday, July 11th. You know, I've got Wimbledon on here in my studio, and I've been watching it. You know, Taylor Fritz and Carlos Alcaraz are going head-to-head in a men's semifinal. I've actually watched a little bit more of Wimbledon this week than I have in a long time, in part because I was a fan of that German woman, Laura Sigmund. We talked about her earlier in the week. She nearly knocked off Sabalenka. Sabalenka ended up losing yesterday to the American in the semifinals. But I realized something about tennis, Wimbledon. And actually, let me amend. It's not something that I realized. It's something that was more confirmed for me. Once again, I used to love tennis, but I don't anymore. You know, and two things kind of confirm that for me, you know, in the last even just 24 hours. One, I made a tea time for Saturday morning smack dab in the middle of the men's final. Breakfast at Wimbledon, men's final Sunday morning every year. You know, they play it on Sunday morning. They play the women's final on Saturday morning. There was a time I never missed breakfast at Wimbledon, the men's final. I didn't miss the women's final. It didn't even occur to me that I would be missing it when I committed to golf Sunday morning. And by the way, it doesn't matter to me. I'd much rather go play golf than sit and watch 4 hours of tennis. Tennis for me, much more than I think anything else, is something that I used to love. I used to love to watch it. I actually used to love to play it. And now I just don't care and I never make time for it. If it's on like it is now, and I'm not doing anything. I am doing something right now, but I, you know, wasn't, you know, yesterday afternoon after the show. I'll watch it. You know, the other thing that kind of confirmed for me that I'm not a big fan of the sport anymore is, you know, an event like Wimbledon was a bucket list item for me. And I actually got to go. I went back in 2007. I've been just once. It was fun. I actually went by myself, which was weird, but we were in Paris on a family vacation, and I just said to my wife, you know what, this is a bucket list item. I am, you know, a 45-minute flight I think I can get tickets, and would you mind if I took a day and just did it? And she didn't care, and I went and did it. I actually stood in the queue, in the long line, for tickets, got tickets, went in, went center court, went all of it. It was a very lovely day. Long day, but lovely day. But anyway, I was watching this morning, and they're doing the, you know, the camera pan of all of the celebrities, you know, Cruz and DiCaprio and all of them. And I just thought, who in the hell would want to sit and watch tennis in blazing heat, by the way? It's outrageously hot in London this week, where you might end up having to sit for 4 hours for just one match. That's a long time to sit. There's no other sporting event. I guess if you go to cricket matches, but in our, you know, North American sports, you're not there for 4 hours. College football games, you can be there for 4 hours. But it's also, you know, an active participant sort of, you're up and about, you're loud, you're clapping, you're cheering, you're yucking it up with people. You can't do that. You got to basically sit there and be quiet for 4 hours. That's a long time to sit quietly. There was a time where, you know, I would have loved, and I did. I went to the U.S. Open 6 or 7 times in Flushing Meadow. Great event to go to. I have zero interest to ever go back. And I was sitting there, I'm like, God, man, that is a tough grind to sit there for one match up to 4 hours. If you're going to sit there for both men's semifinals, you might be there for 9 hours for two matches. It's not on my list, bucket or otherwise, anymore. So tennis for me is the thing that I used to love that I just don't care about anymore. What sport or sporting event for you is one in which you used to love, it was a can't miss, whether it was live or on television, that you now just don't care about or don't have time for anymore? I think part of that is age. When you get to a certain age, you have, you know, other interests that end up sort of trumping the, you know, the ancillary interests. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What sport or sporting event was a can't miss for you, and now you couldn't care less about it, or you don't have time for it anymore, and it is just fallen way down the list? 301-230-0980. I was just thinking about that, and I was like, man, I used to be so into this. And I think I've thought about that, you know, every year for the last several years. And, you know, I do have friends that didn't used to be into tennis that are now into tennis. You know why? Because they bet tennis, and they live bet tennis all the time. Apparently for some, it's an opportunity. I always say, be careful about betting opportunities. Today's opportunity is tomorrow's, yeah, looking for some help to pay off the man. 301-230-0980. What sport or sporting event did you used to absolutely love? It was can't miss, and now you don't care that much for anymore. By the way, for me, like the majors in tennis in particular were must watch. Not just when it got down to the final four, you know, the semis and the finals. I would sit there for the U.S. Open especially. You know, the U.S. Open is, you know, a time frame that syncs up with the beginning of football season too. But on those weeknights at the end of the summer or that first week in September, when you would have matches that would go sometimes into the early morning hours, I can remember watching, you know, Todd Martin and Andre Agassi play until about 2 a.m. You know, there were some of those matches, Connors and Patrick McEnroe in that famous 1990 Connors run to the semifinals. The first run, he's down 2-0 to Patrick McEnroe. The match didn't end until like 2:50 a.m. I used to sit there and watch all of it. I thought it was incredibly dramatic. You know, Pete Sampras throwing up in flower beds on the sides. Tennis is a grueling sport. It is, you know, there's no help. It's just you. And it's you sometimes for 4 or 5 hours. I used to love that. The U.S. Open in particular. I still think the U.S. Open is kind of a very dramatic event. It can be, but nowhere near as important. I don't watch any of that stuff in the early rounds unless there's something dramatic. Like Serena in recent years, before she retired, I was watching some of those matches thinking they might be her final matches. I do like watching Coco Gauff when she plays. This new kid on the men's side, Ben Shelton, I might watch him, but there's no appointment watching here. The Australian Open, remember, it's still the case because they haven't changed time zones, where basically you wake up and they're like in the fifth set of a massive match, you know, and it was great. I don't even turn it on. I forget that it's on in January, you know, leading into the championship games and eventually the Super Bowl week. I think that's when it typically gets played. And it's like a Tuesday morning, and if you wake up and you turn on the TV at 5:15 in the morning, you wake up, it's like tennis is going on, live tennis from Melbourne. The days of Wimbledon on HBO, didn't miss it. Couldn't care less now. Max, do you have, you're much younger, so maybe you haven't gotten to the point where you are over something, but is there an event or a sport that you have tired of?
I wouldn't say tired of. It's more falls into the line of the question where, like, just not having the time to keep up with it as much anymore as I used to. Baseball is kind of my, I hate to say it, because, like, I mean, I work at the flagship, basically, but at the same time, 162 games in, like, 185 days is so much to keep up with, and it's so much time to invest, so that's one that I kind of have fallen off with ever since I was a kid, because when I was a youth, I loved the Nats, and I mean, I still do, but like at the same time, I had a connection because there's Bryce Harper, Anthony Rendon, right. Like they were all coming up kind of when I was growing up, so it was a big thing for me. And since the World Series, I've kind of just checked out almost. I mean, I've been keeping up casually, but not as nearly as hardcore as I used to. Another one, this is only every 4 years, but I used to, when I was a little kid, get really juiced up for the World Cup, because I don't know, I'm not a huge like club soccer guy, but in terms of international soccer, I'm drawn to it. So that was one that when I was really little, I used to get like all amped up for. Team USA, you know, I felt they had a fighting chance back when I was younger. Now I see that that's not as a realistic expectation as it right. used to be, but yeah, the World Cup and baseball are kind of two that I've fallen off on a little bit, yeah.
Baseball for me, I mean, when I was much younger, I loved baseball. The regular season, not so much, but I would pay attention a lot more than I do now. And remember, for 34 years, we didn't have baseball or a baseball team to follow. And unlike many of my friends, I did not adopt the Orioles. I wanted my own team in Washington. But baseball, it wouldn't be in that category for me. For me, the other one would probably be the NBA regular season. I used to watch a lot of NBA during the regular season. It's been years since I've really watched a lot of NBA during the regular season. So this is not a new, you know, phenomena for me. But the NBA regular season became unwatchable for me, you know, probably 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And I used to love it. And I wouldn't miss a Wizards game. And up until recently, I would still watch most Wizards regular season games. But the one that really and truly for me was a can't miss, and now it is an absolute can miss, and I don't even think about missing it, is tennis. And the four majors were always the big draw. You know, for me, Wimbledon, the U.S. Open, the French was a distant third behind, you know, those two. And then the Australian was just interesting because of the time that you could get up and watch it. But what is it for you? 301-230-0980. What sport or sporting event did you used to love? It was can't miss, but now you just don't care about it or don't have time for it anymore. 301-230-0980. We've got some football on the show today for sure and a lot more, but we'll start with this. Want to hear what you say. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.